And welcome back to the Sign Green Show. I'm Sign Green. I want to thank everybody out there listening. Make sure you go to signgreenshow.com. That's signgreenshow.com. All the latest news, interviews, photos, all great stuff is on signgreenshow.com. Make sure you follow me on Facebook. It's Sign Green Show Media. And on Twitter, it's at Sign Green Show. Once again, thanks to Eric Davis, the managing editor at movies.com and the contributing editor at fandango.com. He's going to be back with us next week when he comes back from Sundance. So make sure you tune in next week with that. I'm bringing back Gail Laveros. He's the travel expert, the owner of Go Travel Inc. Travel Agency. We had her on earlier, and we had a gremlin in the studio, and just everything was just breaking down. This place is a dump. I can't wait till I move to the new studio. But Gail agreed to come back and redo the interview, so I'm going to bring her up right now. Hey, how are you?
I am good. Thanks for having me again.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, sometimes, you know, technology is good and bad at the same time, and that's one of the things I definitely were going to talk to you about was the, you know, the different online bookers. So can you tell my listeners, you know, how did these Travelocities and Orbitz and all these online bookers came about, and how they came to, like, dominate the booking industry?
Well, they came in the surge of social media and, you know, the computer wave, and, you know, new is always better and new is not always better. And so because people thought automatically when this transformation happened with computers that travel agents just kind of went to the wayside, I still have people say there's travel agents around. There are a lot of travel agents around, I can tell you that. And so we're just trying to, I don't know, a comeback is what we're trying to do and educate people on a daily basis. And I myself have a referral program that I do, and word of mouth. We try as best as I can on social media to promote our agencies and, you know, our work and why it's good to use us and our services and use our knowledge that we have. So one day at a time, that's where it's at right now. We educate people one day at a time.
Right, because, one of the things that the myth was, and I talked to you about this off the air, is that I always thought that travel agents, you know, kind of marked up the price because they had their own little fee they had to work in. And this is not necessarily true, right?
No. And as I was saying, it doesn't cost any more to use us. I do not charge any extra fees. Some travel agencies, if they do, that's wrong. They shouldn't, because we don't make our money off of the individual bookings. We make our money from the vendors that we sell. We are all part of consortiums, and we all work for certain vendors, and we get paid on that. So we don't necessarily go into your booking and book your air and your land and your transfers and your travel insurance and then put a little markup on there for us. We don't do that.
Oh, okay, great. And also, one of the things that you were explaining in the last segment was how, you know, like when you book online, you know, it's kind of impersonal because you're doing everything through a computer. But when we're dealing with a travel agent or dealing with you, you know, in general, is that you actually help that person out throughout the entire trip. It's not just booking it and then you're done.
No, I use it as the term I always tell people, you are under my umbrella. So from start to finish, from the time that you call me, I interview you, I find out what you want, where you want to go, and then we chat a little bit, and then I get to work. And within 24 hours, I get you a quote and at least some options on where to start with. And I can get things that the general public, travel agents can get things that the general public cannot get. We work with tour operators and suppliers, and we can offer extra amenities. We have the tools in place to do charter nonstop service flights. We can do bulk air rate flights, which there's three kinds of air. It's charter, bulk, and general public. General public is only getting the general public price. So we have other avenues that we can get things that the general public can't.
Right. And then like on your website on gotravel.biz, you also have like different categories. You have the ski and winter package. You have the destination weddings and, you know, Girl Scout trips and reunions and school trips. You specialize in that, but you also have on your website that you directed me to was the Go Play. Can you explain that?
Yeah, the Go Play page. So the general public, there are some who, if they feel that if they're clicking the keys, that they are getting the best deal that's out there. So I give my clients the opportunity, if they still want to be the key clickers, they can go on to the Go Play page. And there I try to add monthly new vendors that I work with. And you can click on those vendors and you can securely go into their sites, but under my umbrella, my safety umbrella, you can view all the promotions, all the sales. You can look up your own air. You can add whatever you want to. You can build it just how I would build it. And then you can even book it. And then I can do all the work after that. You come in, you meet me, I give you your overview. I tell you which way to turn, where to go, how to fill out your custom forms if need be. It's full service. That's what I like to consider myself from start to finish. But if you want to click the keys, you can go into the Go Play page, and you can go on any one of my vendors, and you can view and play around, and you can even call me then and say, Gail, you know what, I found something, but I want you to do it, and I will go back, and I will book you.
Right, right. And one thing that I know when you do book online is that they always have, like, these deals. Oh, you can go to this place or that place for, like, $99, and then once you book everything and pay all the extra little fees, like the baggage fees, the online fees, and whatever other fees they may have, you may end up spending close to like $200 when you thought, hey, I thought this was going to be a $99 trip, or, you know, but...
Well, and that's the thing, is that they put out those $99 trips. That's not for nonstop. That's going to have layovers. That might have five-hour layovers. Mm-hmm. You know, so they're going to put out their least expensive flight combination or connections out there, but it could be a 12-hour layover. You have no idea. And then you'll go in and say, well, I want to leave at 5 p.m. And then automatically, anytime you do a modification or anytime you make a change, the pricing is going to change. So if you don't like exactly what they have out there online, it's not going to be the price that they're saying. And then there was a myth out there that if you book on Tuesdays or if you book on Thursdays and turn around and jump up and down, I don't know. But, you know, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. You know, and there again, that's our knowledge. You know, I can tell you, the sooner you book, so say if you want to go away in June, you know, you should be booking now. If you want to go away in December, you should be booking now, because I'm going to sell out of flights. I'm going to sell out of hotel categories, room categories, you know. So it's a little different. We're a little different than like the retail. You want to start working as soon as possible, and you can make payments with us depending upon what the vendor is, depending upon what the air is, if it's charter or bulk. We have low deposits. If you add your travel insurance on there, you have low deposits. And then you pay off 45 days prior to you traveling. So there's another little added thing that we can do too. We have low deposits and we have payment plans.
Oh, great, great. Now, how far in advance do people book their trips, and do you recommend insurance for the trip? And if so, why?
I always say the sooner the better, because depending upon the trip and the scope of the trip, if it takes me more than 24 hours to get you exactly what you want and we tweak it here and there. So the sooner the better, because I can do land only and then add your air later. If the air is available, I can do the air and the land and your transfers and the taxes and your insurance all in one. So I work with each individual. Everybody's always different. And the travel insurance, I highly recommend it. Number one, if you have travel insurance on your booking, your deposits are typically lower. Number two, if you have travel insurance and before you make your final payment there are any price reductions, you get those. I honor those price reductions and lower the cost of your trip. Number three, if you're going prior to travel, if you're going up to the plane and something happens in your family, an unexpected event, you can step away from the plane and get your investment back minus the cost of the insurance money. After you travel, the insurance, it covers your baggage, your trip delay, and all that other kind of good stuff that, you know, we've always had. But it's that pre-travel that's so important, because life is, you don't know what's going to happen.
Right, right. And one thing, we didn't discuss this the last segment, but I actually did want to ask you about this. Especially last year, it's been like a lot of stories about, you know, cruise ships and different things happening on cruise ships, like, you know, I think one, like, a lot of people got sick on a cruise ship. Now, with all those stories going out, has that affected, you know, the cruise industry at all?
No, actually, it hasn't. And I'm going to tell you something, too. It hasn't. I think people are a little more conscious of their surroundings and their hygiene. And so I think when everybody works together, I think that situation is going to clear itself out. You never know. I mean, you can get stung by a bee, and if you have an allergic reaction and something happens, if you get stung by, you know, get bitten by a mosquito, there's all kinds of things that happen. But I think they're turning that around. And the other thing, too, is that no matter what happens, you know, a lot of people were saying, you know, the price of the oil is going down, so are they going to lower the prices at all? And the answer to that is going to be no.
Right.
Because you have to look at it in the long term. You know, you know, they're filling the seats in the airplanes with the pricing that they're selling right now. Why are they going to lower the price if they're already selling out of seats? My resorts are selling out. I have 100% sold out resorts. I sell sandals a lot. They're 100% sold out all the time. You know, so people are still traveling. So that as well as the cruise ship issue, you know, those are two main topics right now. No, they're not going to lower the pricing in the near future. You know, there'll be some sales out there, but they're not going to lower the pricing of those air tickets. And number two, the cruise industry is working hard to turn those tragic situations around.
All right, and there you have it. Gail Lavero, owner of Go Travel Inc. Travel Agency. She's also the travel professional. That's her. I'm branding that. She's a travel professional. Make sure you check out Go Travel Inc. Travel Agency. It's 6536 West Cermak Road in Berwyn. If you want to book something through Go Travel Inc., make sure you call 888-523-1954. That's 888-523-1954. Make sure you go to gotravel.biz. That's GOTRAVL.BIZ. Make sure you check it out. Travel agents are still around, and she's one of the best, so make sure you check her out. And thank you for joining us again.
Again. No, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much. I just want to educate people one at a time. I mean, it's a really good system, so they have to trust it.
Yeah, thanks so much, and we'll be back right after this.